Some pretty heady stuff that we get into in these scripture readings today. And they're actually themes that hit on a couple of the things that moderns most struggle with Christianity. One is just heaven and hell. You know, in the second reading, St. Paul speaks of heaven being beyond our understanding. And then Jesus, three or four times, speaks of hell again and again and again. And really, that's the part that moderns most struggle with. The idea that a good God could have the existence of a hell where someone is punished for eternity. And then related to this is the first reading in the psalm, struggling with these concepts of freedom and law, which is really another area that moderns struggle with Christianity, the idea of law in the midst of freedom. And I want to start there with law and freedom, because the Jews had obviously a different understanding of law than we do. For they sing about the law, like they're excited about the law. The psalms were written to be sung just as we did sing them. And they're always praising the greatness of the law and how good it is that God gave them the law. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was driving up 104. And I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw those colors you never want to see. Red and blue. Then I looked down at my speedometer and saw that the needle was not in the region of 55. And I immediately remembered that I hate the law because it restricts my freedom. Isn't that how as moderns we look at the law? It restricts our freedom, and therefore it is a bad thing to us. But the Jewish people, Israel, they loved it because they would look around at the other tribes, the other nations, and they would see the mess that they were in. They would see how cruelly they treated their women like animals. They would see how they would offer their children in sacrifice and fire. They would see cruel slavery and degradation. And they would realize that these people are enslaved to their passions. And they would recognize how the law has protected them from all this. That God gave them the wisdom of how to live life properly. And through that, they've become more and more free as they embrace that law, in a sense. And so they see that through the wisdom of the law comes this freedom. And why is that so important to God? Well, in Sirach we hear that we're called to make choices. If you choose, you can keep the commandments, and they will save you. I set before you fire and water, life and death, good and evil. God created us to be like him. We're made in his image. And he wants us to be like him. And what is his way of life? It is love. And love is impossible without freedom. Anyone who's ever fallen in love with somebody who did not love them back knows how true that is. They know it painfully in their heart. That you cannot force another person to love you. Because love has to be in freedom. You can't force someone to will your good, which is what love is. It's the will the good of the other. And so freedom is a necessary aspect of this. And so for God to hold out to us the opportunity of life, death has to be a real option. If he holds out to us salvation, life forever with him, then damnation must also be something that is a choice. Or else there is no freedom. And if there's no freedom, there's no choice. And if there's no choice, there's not love. And God made us for love. St. John Paul II speaks of this, you know, this act that we have to make a choice, that when every time we make a choice, he says two things are happening. First, we're affecting reality. So today you made a choice at some point in your day that you're going to come to the Mass this evening. Other people made a choice, maybe they're going to stay home and watch basketball this afternoon. You made a choice, you are here. It changed reality. You made a decision and it has an effect. But he says the second piece is more important than that. He says the second piece is that through your actions, you make yourself into a person. You make yourself into a certain kind of person. So that if I choose to be selfish, that's an act of selfishness and it hurts somebody. But if I keep choosing that pathway of selfishness again and again and again, yes, I hurt people again and again and again, but more importantly, I'm making myself into a selfish person, I am forming myself into that. If I choose the corrupt path each time, I keep choosing corruption. Yes, I'm going to hurt a lot of people, but more importantly, I am becoming a corrupt person. That as human beings, we have the ability to form ourselves into what kind of person we will be. And that's also the good side, right? You know, you choose the pathway of love. Each day you say, I'm gonna choose in this situation the pathway of love. Again and again and again. You'll do many good things, but more importantly, you will become a loving person. If you decide to forgive a person, and you decide to forgive another person, you will become a forgiving person. And so it's we make ourselves into who we are, who we become. And it's with that understanding, then we come back to the idea of heaven and hell. That it isn't God just sitting up there and punishing people and being cruel in his punishment for eternity. No, he's like the parent who has to allow their adult child to make their own choices at some point. Even if it hurts you deeply, even if you can see the pathway that they are going, you can't restrict their freedom. Or else, what have you done to them? And the same with God to us. If he were to take our freedom away to protect us from hell, he would have taken away our ability to love. He would take away our ability to choose, which is to say the same, our ability to love. And so heaven is not some reward that we get at the end of a test. And sometimes I think we think of it that way, that if we do everything right, then at the end of our life we're put into the Disney World, let's say. That's the great thing. We're put into this great place. But that's not really what's happening. Heaven isn't an amusement park. Heaven's a way of life. It's a way of being. And that way is love. We either become loving, and therefore we enter into heaven by a natural means, or we do not. And that is hell. Now, grace is in here at work because Jesus is always there for us. It's a great gift of being a Christian, because we can always reach out to Christ and say, I've made a mess of my life. I am that jealous. I am that selfish. I am that unforgiving person. Jesus, help me. And then he can move our heart with that grace and turn us back and put us back on the path. And so today in this Mass, let us pray for that grace to make ourselves into loving people with Jesus' help. Because that's what we were made for. That's heaven. Everything else is not. As St. Therese, the Little Flower, put it, choose the pathway of love every moment of every day. And you choose the pathway of love every moment of every day, you will make yourself ready for heaven.